If signed into law, smoking will be banned at all state parks in Hawaii beginning July 1st. The ban will include tobacco and electronic cigarettes. Beach Environmental Awareness Campaign Hawaii President Suzanne Fraser says this was the first major environmental legislation passed at the state level.
These bills, they're not just about litter, they're not just about the aesthetics of having clean beaches, which of course is important for tourism and general enjoyment, but the major issue is plastic in the marine environment affects not only marine life, but also human health because of the chemicals that are passed through the food chain.
Fraser and Beach co-founder Dean Otsuki traveled to Maui and Kauai to pick up cigarette butts at three state parks. Otsuki says it was an eye-opener.
Some parks were really, really bad, where it was like a carpet of cigarette butts. We collected 7,323 cigarette butts, about 4 or 5 gallons worth. It was very tough because, you know, you're bending up and down thousands of times and also smelling it. We were both getting ill after about an hour.
Otsuki and Fraser showed lawmakers their collection of cigarette butts during their testimony. Coalition for Tobacco-Free Hawaii Policy and Advocacy Director Lindsay Garcia also testified in support of the bill and said her focus was on smoke-free public areas and not anti-littering laws.
Trying to catch somebody for littering is very difficult. You actually have to catch them in the process of taking the cigarette out of their mouth and placing it onto the ground. You know, one great way to prevent litter is just to prevent smoking in the first place on our parks and beaches.
Garcia says secondhand smoke is responsible for 2.5 million deaths nationally. Big Island Representative Cindy Evans, who also serves as majority floor leader, introduced the bill. She says the smoking ban issue has been around for a couple of years. This time, Evans says, the timing was right.
I was looking at other states, what they were trying to pass, and got this idea that we should maybe just focus this year on state parks, similar to the city and county of Honolulu that focused on county parks where they have no smoking. So I thought, you know, public opinion always drives change. We hear from our communities, and it's time that we have that discussion about state parks.
Evans says public testimony, pro and con, made the bill better. But Representative Gene Ward, a Republican representing Hawaii Kai, says he supports smoking and littering bans, but says the law, as written, cannot be implemented.
We can't enforce no fires and parties in Kaiʻi. We can't enforce some of the violations in Honolulu Bay with jet skiers and others. So to have now people coming with a conscience and saying, you know, I'm going to sneak this in, I'm going to get caught, they know they're not going to get caught because it's not enforceable.
Fraser, meanwhile, wants further bans on plastic bags and styrofoam.
But it's not like we want to ban everything plastic. We want them to look at the most harmful items that are damaging to both the environment and people's health.
The bill now goes to the governor, who can sign, veto, or let it become law without his signature. There are 50 state parks encompassing more than 30,000 acres of land on all major islands. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.